Hello and welcome to the Dice Dudes Podcast. Do you like Dungeons and Dragons? And do you have ear units that can receive sound? Good! Then stay a while and enjoy the podcast.
Woohoo! Okay, we are back. Welcome back to Dice Dudes. I am Sean the Spud Dominey, and I am here with Bruce the Beta King Siggers. And he is eating... What the fuck are you eating?
Cold pizza.
Cold pizza, you champion. So we keep this pretty casual, guys, which is what D&D is, generally. If you're too formal with D&D, then...
You're an anus.
Right. So before we broke, we had a break, which we were broke. They just finished... Porthos and Idu had just finished a conversation with Marcus over breakfast, and they had agreed to try to basically stop the orc threat and assassinate Varsi, who is an orc chieftain or chiefdette. I don't even know what you call him. But basically, they're going to go into the river district and try to take her out.
We're going to go do some treasure hunting. Because we didn't get a time frame.
No, you didn't get a time frame.
So we might get some treasure hunting and go back to Chult.
Catch a ship out.
Go back to Arm with all that treasure from the River District.
See what Idu's got to say about that. You big anus.
I give Idu a fishing pole, he'd be right.
Probably would be too. Okay, so what would you like to do? You Marcus has said goodbye to you and said thank you.
I gotta leave Marcus's weird house.
Yeah, it's a pretty weird house.
Go back to the Moonstone Mask.
No worries, Idu follows you.
Find the dwarf.
Okay, you get there and Lissett, she's happy to see you. It's probably...
So she should be.
Just after morning, she's happy to see you as always. So she should be! Such an asshole. Porthos the asshole, that's what they should call you. Hashtag Porthos the asshole. She cruises over to you and says, "Hello, good morning, boys. Is there anything I can get for you?"
I'm good for now. Idu, you want a chicken or something?
No, I'm good, my friend. I could not possibly eat another thing.
Get out of here.
I know I'm surprisingly full today. I don't know what, Marcus's wife put on those eggs, but it was delicious. You love it, don't you? Look at it.
You better find that recipe then and start selling those eggs.
I would make myself a very wealthy man. I'd have all the gold in the world. Most of it, anyway.
I was going to say, I think the dwarves have something to say about that.
You can't see the dwarf in the inn at the moment. He's at least not in the serving area, the restaurant area, bar area.
Where I don't see if he's still drunk in his room.
Congregates. Well, you don't have keys or anything to his room. It was his room. So.
Oh, bitch. I guess we'll get ready to head to the River District.
Okay, no worries. You could always ask if you wanted to find him.
I could.
You can't be fucked. He's probably going to be hungover.
Nah. Gonna be a huge pain in my anus.
So what, you're gonna get started on the River District straight away, are you? You're gonna just get going?
Might ask around the tavern and see if anyone's got some tips and advice on getting into the River District.
Okay, I'll get you to roll up something for me. I'll get you to roll a streetwise. Oh no, hang on, we'll get you to...
Diplomacy?
Yeah, diplomacy.
Streetwise?
Diplomacy probably fits here.
Either way, I don't care. It's up to you. Diplomacy. That would be a 31.
Alright, and you had a bonus on that too, because you basically saved the inn from fucking...
Save the inn from that big...
Oh, and by the way, guys, in case you haven't guessed, these two characters are not level 1.
Yeah.
That's why...
Well, I might be.
That's why these rolls, these skill checks are so... Yeah, they're so high, because level 1, it would just not be a thing. Okay.
I did kick a pirate down a hole at level 1.
You did, but, you know, that was level 1. Your anus. Alright, the River District. Just let me bring up. Gotta find the page.
Well, looking at this map, looks like I gotta cross that bridge and go down there.
Okay. So, yeah, there's an older man who looks like he's been a Neverwinter citizen for most of his life. He says to you, that the River District before it, poor bastard, before all the fallout and the chasm and the spell plague and everything, it used to be basically a place where lots of wealthy merchants and nobles congregated.
Ooh.
Which is music to your little grubby ears. That's right, I called your ears grubby.
I have to go back without you.
Yes. It's very vast. It's part of the city, so there's buildings and stuff everywhere. Since then, he says, a lot of the buildings, the two-story, three-story buildings, have been, you know, littered with orcs and skirmishes. Basically, you know, they're using abandoned buildings now as guardhouses and lookouts. And, you know, anywhere that anyone who ventures into the district, they can sort of rob and murder and take their money and what have you. And at the eastern edge of the city is the Cloak Tower, which is down the bottom, which you can see on your map, down to the east, which is where apparently this Varsi, this orc leader, has made her main base.
Righto.
Now, also, he says to you that in this district, since it's been wild and mainly deserted apart from orcs, occasionally strange beasts roam the streets of the city. There's howls and grunts and various noises. He also tells you that since the chasm opened and the spell plague became apparent to the world as like a, you know, a plague, a pestilence that's stretching over, that creatures sometimes get infected with the spell plague and gain them strange abilities. And he said once or twice he's heard that orcs have been seen that have been touched by the spell plague. And he says that you got to be cautious of this, because the way you can tell is that they've got warped parts of their body, or they'll have, like, say, a scar on their arm that glows with a bright, well, that glows with a bright blue.
This does not sound great.
No. He says to you that the River District, if you were, you know, if you have a strong sword arm and a strong back, a lot of adventurers have been in and come out with various types of wealth. He says it's a treasure hunter's heyday within. If you have the skill and the finesse to venture in and come out and locate things, you can either go in and leave a wealthy man, or you can go in and never come back. He says all this stuff to you and at the end goes, eh, because he's an old man. I actually enjoyed that then.
God damn it, old man.
Mm. He says there's also another tower in the district.
Oh?
Which is called, it's called the Fallen Tower. It's now rubble.
Well, it's not really a tower then, is it?
Well, there's still parts of it standing, but most of it is rubble. He said there's strange rumours about the spell plague being quite strong within the Fallen Tower and, you know, ghosts and all sorts of phantasms of dead that are...
We will be staying away from that tower.
And he also says to you about the Cloak Tower. He says from his understanding there's orcs in it, like this tribe. And he actually says to you the name of the tribe. They're called the Many Arrows Tribe of Orcs.
Doesn't sound great.
Yes, led by King Ulfgard or Ulfgard the Fifth. But yeah, he can't tell you that much. You got all that because you rolled so well. You would have got fuck all if you didn't roll very well.
As expected. Well,
Inu pats the old man on the head and says, "Thank you very much for this, my friend."
God damn it, Inu. I'm going to see if Lissid knows where the dwarf is.
She says to you, "Yes, he rose early this morning and headed off. He was taking a ship to Waterdeep, I believe, the trade.
That doesn't help me.
Well, I'm sorry, but
that's not your fault.
That's where he was going.
That's okay.
He told me to thank you for the good night. He doesn't remember most of it, but he said it was thank you. I thought it was funny. Me and the wenches had a giggle. She doesn't actually call her staff wenches. I just like saying the word wench. Wench.
Love you, wench.
You're my big wench, Brucey. Look at you.
Right.
Stroking your wench beard. Okay, so you can either travel into... You can go blindly into the River District. You can spend some nights doing some reconnaissance. You can explore the rest of the city. It's up to you. You can do whatever you want to do. You can see all the names. You have this map on your character, and it looks exactly like that way there. If there's anywhere you want to go or anywhere you specifically you want to know about, you can ask me, and I will look it up and tell you about it.
And I'll work it out.
Until
you get up. Basically. I think what we'll do is we'll move our way to the edge of the River District.
Uh-huh.
Spend a couple of days poking about.
Okay, no worries. Okay, so you're doing some...
Reconnaissance
for that time. All right, and whereabouts are you going? Want to show me where are you entering
from? There's only one real place I can enter.
You can come from the river and up over the wall, or you can come from... The Black Lake District, you can come across from here.
No, I can't. There's no way across there.
Well, you could probably boat across or...
I mean, we'll come down to here and try and go across. So down to where the Hall of the House of Knowledge is and try and come across.
Uh-huh.
If that's a huge wall that we have to scale over, then we'll just cross this bridge by the castle.
And head through the Black Lake.
And head down through the House of 1,000 Faces and...
Uh-huh, okay. So you'll be going through the Black Lake District?
Yeah.
Alright, the Black Lake District is not a very good place.
Aww.
It is not a very nice place at all. Now what I will get you to do is... You'll have to do some rolls for me here.
How high is the wall by the House of Knowledge?
The walls are quite tall. You can get over them. There are ways to... You can just climb over them. I'll let you climb over them with time. You can get a grappling hook and throw it up there.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that the first night.
All right, so you're gonna avoid the Black Lake District?
Yeah, if we don't need to go through it, we'll avoid it.
No worries. Not a problem. Now I will get you to roll... I'm not sure what would apply here more, a dungeoneering or a streetwise. Which one of those is higher for you?
Streetwise.
Alright, roll the streetwise for me.
23.
Okay. And that I'll make that one night of surveillance, and you want to roll another one for another night?
Oh, that one's not great. Fuck.
Oh shit. Okay. Basically, the information you get as you venture forward and you check out along, you get up on the wall and you and Idu make sort of a camp, sort of makeshift camp there. You look over. It basically looks like the rest of the city, but in ill repair. There's city blocks, there's untended gardens throughout, there's squares where people gather for festivals,
yeah.
And, you know, there's houses and shops, and it looks like a ghost town, basically.
Right.
Okay, and you're coming in from where, here?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries.
Well, not there, that's the chasm.
But here.
Like, up here somewhere.
Up here, no worries.
Okay. So, basically, try and spend 2 or 3 days trying to find somewhere where we can use it as a base of operations.
Okay. All right, so...
And then once I establish that, then I'll get you do over.
Okay. There's... With the first night, because you have... Being a half-elf, you have low light vision.
I have dark vision.
You have dark vision. That's right. We worked that out, didn't
no
we?
No lights for me, mate!
No lights for you, mate! Okay, we've given... Yeah, because we gave you dark vision.
Which gives me a distinct advantage against orcs in the dark.
Orcs in the night!
Fuck orcs in the night.
Exchanging glances! Fucking hell, that'd be terrifying. Okay, so... You gather a bit of information over the first two nights. As you can imagine, the orcs patrolling the area, the many arrow orcs, they don't hide too well at night, okay? So there's torches littered throughout the district here, with skirmishes and guardhouses and towers where they can, you know, pounce down and slaughter and claim, you know, travellers. But you do, all through the outskirts of this grass area, as soon as you get to the buildings from this sort of plainy area that joins up to the buildings, I know that people can't see that, but that's the sort of best way I can describe it. The houses all surrounding there are like guardhouses or guard towers. Before you make any move, as soon as you go over that wall and you sort of, you know, get up past this, you know, grass area, which is probably, you know, the size of a football field, like an oval, then you hit the lines, the house lines, basically.
Yeah, where so the first line of houses is...
And most, every second or, we'll say every third or fourth house is occupied, from what you can tell by orcs, with torches and... They switch watches regularly, so you have to be stealthy. You could claim one of the houses if you got close enough and took out the occupants inside, or you could try to slip past completely. You know that getting to one of the houses and silencing the occupants inside is possible, but probably not if Idu was to go with you. You'd have to make it to the house and silence the sentries without Idu, before Idu come.
How many sentries are in each house? Any idea?
Varying. Some 5, some 2, some 3. The most likely one is in the to the left of where you are on the wall. You look across at night and you've only seen the guard change a couple of times and there's only been 2 orcs. You take notice of the weapons. Both of them have bows and longswords. They're not very heavily armored, but they have set up in a 2-story house. Generally, one patrols the top story and one patrols the bottom, and they sleep in shifts. That's probably your best bet. So you gather information throughout the night.
Yes. Chances of sneaking past with you
No good.
Are slim.
If he could get to one of the houses unnoticed and get inside, he'd be all right inside. But it's getting there and taking out the orcs, if you want to claim that as sort of like a base of operations to slip in and out.
Well, that, or I'm thinking, it won't matter because the first night that the guards don't there and they're not noticed.
Well, orcs aren't particularly super organized. If you just lit a torch at night, you've kind of gathered and, you know, if you just lit a torch at night and made it look like there was someone there, more than likely they wouldn't fuss. Or if you wanted to disguise yourself as an orc by putting on the armor and just spending a bit of time out on a balcony or something like that, you probably could.
All right, what I might do is I might try and slip into the least guarded house.
Uh-huh.
Get rid of the occupants.
Yep.
And go from there.
Okay. Idu doesn't like this idea. He says to you, "What am I supposed to do, my friend? Stay here by myself."
Stay on top of the wall. And if something goes pear-shaped, come running!
I do not like the idea of you going alone, my friend.
You can't see in the dark, and you're too big to sneak through, Idu.
Mm.
I've seen you try and sneak.
That was what, that one time.
It was like trying to get a herd of cows across the snow.
Quickly he realizes that you're probably right. And he's a very wise fellow, so you're very wise in...
our other option, Idu, is get in a boat and go down the river and see if we can find a hole in the wall and sneak through further down. The further down the river we go,
The
bigger our risk is of having orcs on one side and spell touched on the other.
I do not... this is not my field of expertise, my friend. I will go with your better judgment on this.
At night, when I look down the river, can I see any torches in like the at the base of the wall further down?
There's torches. Basically, the houses. There's torches lit out front.
Not at the houses. I'm talking about along the wall on the lakeside. Like there's a hole in the wall. And orcs are guarding a hole in the wall.
Not really. Not really. The walls are pretty well kept for a reason.
Yeah.
And you think it's not probably not the orcs that have filled the walls in. It's probably Lord Neverwinter, and maybe the rest of the Neverwinter folk that have like closed the walls. If there are any breaks in it, they've sealed them to keep things out.
Yeah.
So. What would you like to do?
I would like to sneak over to the building.
Okay. Alright, so what I will do is I will get you to roll a stealth check.
A sneaky check?
Yep, sneaky check for me.
Yeah.
And your sneak is what?
My sneak is 30.
Alright. Fuck's sake. Alright. Okay. You approach the bottom floor. Okay. So you're coming from the side. Say you're coming in this way.
Yeah.
There's torchlight here. And then this section is above. And there's torchlight there. And there's a torchlight inside. Alright. You sneak up to the front door. There's windows here, here, and here on the bottom floor, and there's the same on the top floor.
Is that side window open?
But on the top of top floor, there's a balcony here.
Right.
Okay. Now, from what you can see, there's an orc with a bow on the top floor, on the veranda, like on this little balcony, rather. Looking over, he's sort of walked up and back on the balcony and peered out every so often. And when he's turned away, you've snuck up a bit more, snuck up a bit more. So you look through the window. Which side do you want to go through?
Probably the dark side.
Okay. You come to one of the side windows and peer in. There's an orc sitting in an old broken looking chair. He's got a whetstone and he's sharpening a hand axe. There's like orc filth strewn amongst the house. There's like there's two sort of one bed that's they've basically broken the frame and put the mattress on the floor. It looks filthy. The other one's not a straw bed.
Yeah, yeah.
There's tables and chairs broken and there looks like kegs and boxes with supplies like pickled fish and all that sort of stuff. And he's sitting, his chair's facing the front door, so here he would be facing the front door and you were at the window looking in. He's completely unaware.
So when they change shifts, what happens? The whole new orcs come to the house or just those two swap?
Those two swap. So basically the orc from up the top will come down. And he'll come down the stairs, which are over at the back corner of the house. He'll come down the stairs and they'll spend some time conversing and then he'll go up to the top.
I'm going to lay low by the window until one of them goes to bed.
Okay.
Is the window open?
The window's, this house is old and shitty. You can just push it, yeah.
Yeah, but can I open it without making noise?
Well, you can try. It's an old window, so it might creak, it might not creak. That's all a stealth check to see.
I'm gonna lay low until one of them goes to bed.
Okay. Well, basically the one sharpening is whetstone. You don't have to wait long. You peer in and the more comfortable looking mattressy thing, he puts his hand axe by his side and clips it to his belt and goes and lays on the bed.
Up.
Yeah, he puts his hands behind his head in a comfortable fashion and lays down, and You know, basically an orc, it's basically looking like a Lord of the Rings orc, one of those nasty motherfuckers.
So, I know, I'm going to wait for him to doze off.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to try and slowly open the window.
All right, no worries. Porthos looks, his scarred face pops up above their windowsill. He sticks his head up and looks in. Orc rolls sort of back and forth and back and forth before you can hear a... which is like a big fucking orc snore. Yeah, hot tip for you kids, that's how orcs snore, and that's how they sound.
If your mummy or daddy still looks like that, they may be an orc.
You've got about a 15 minute wait, so I will get you to roll to stealth into this bitch through the window.
Oh, so slowly try to slide the window up. That's a 17,
okay. He's at a disadvantage as he's asleep. All right.
It starts to creak. I probably let it stop.
Basically, he stirs just as the creak happens. He actually rolled the same. So you've negated each other. You go, whoop. You stop for a second until he settles again. So I'll get you
once
to go.
Once he settles again, I'll give it a
roll off.
That's a bit better. That is a 24.
He rolled a 2.
Oh, poor Bubby.
Which, he's got a minus 2 at the moment anyway.
He rolled a 0, man!
And his modifier is actually, the modifier for that, this orc is actually quite good, but not that good. So, okay, you shk the window up and set the clip. Now, the window is open. You can see him. He's laying flat, back flat, on the bed, asleep. Orc snoring, which I won't do again for the listeners. I won't do that again because they're probably like, fuck this shit, and then turn off the podcast.
Insert noise now.
Mm.
I'm going to try and sneak up to his bed and execute him in his sleep.
Okay. I'll have to get you to roll another stealth to get through the window.
Yep. Oh, yeah. 29.
Fuck. Roll well.
No.
Oh, bum bum. I rolled a critical fail. He is so deep in sleep. You just, okay, you get through the window and you creep up to the bed. I'll get you to roll one more stealth check. I don't want to make this too easy. You just roll a crit.
No, I didn't.
It's going to say fuck you.
27.
That's not going to do it. Okay, he is asleep. You have free reign.
I'm just going to execute
him. You're just going to execute him?
He's asleep.
Okay, I'm going to get you to roll a d20. All
right.
But because he has a natural armor class and everything, but it's going to be an excessively low roll.
Just to be on the safe side, to make this go a little bit... I'm going to use Assassin Strike.
Okay.
With my short sword. So,
yep.
Porthos has a short sword. He has a lesser cloaking short sword.
Righto.
So essentially what that means is, while this short sword isn't drawn, it's concealed and can't be taken away.
Ooh, that's pretty cool. So it's like an invisible sword.
It's like an invisible sword.
But when you want to use it, it appears.
Yes.
And this is what, a plus one magical
it's a
sword?
It's a plus one magical...
concealment short sword.
It's a lesser cloaking short sword, plus one.
So he's got some cheeky ninja shit going on.
Cheeky ninja sword.
Woo! I like it. What does a sword look like when it's... add some flavour to it.
Oh,
it's got like a cool looking hilt.
I haven't done any flavour to that, to the sword yet, but...
That's alright. I'll just...
I will.
Yeah. Next time, Gadget. Next time.
Next time. If somebody wants to fan art Pilthus' short sword,
go hard. Send it to us.
Alright. Oh... Alright, so Assassin Strike applies to whoever you hit,
mm-hmm.
which means I've got to apply an actual power to it,
uh-huh.
which will be well, the only one I have for melee, which is Takedown Strike. So that will be a 25 versus AC.
That's a hit. And what's the damage if it's over 10?
Oh, yeah. It will be over 10.
Okay. Usually I'd just let you run him through, But this guy actually has a power, an alertness power. So
it's 18 damage.
Okay, no. Yep, basically, you sneak over, all stealthy fucking ninja-like, in your... What are you also wearing? Your grey cloak. Your grey cloak. You pull out this sword that uncloaks from your side sheath or wherever the fuck you've got it hidden. And you press the tip into his neck, into his jugular, and put him down. There isn't... actually, no, I won't make you roll for it. That's, you can just put him down silently. There's no noise. And he bleeds out because you're an assassin. You know how to kill, so... All right, you've taken one orc down.
Orc down.
Orc down. Now there is one upstairs.
All right.
I just crossed him off with a bleh.
I'm going to...
What's your next move, Sneaky Pete?
Sneak up to the stairwell?
Mm-hmm. Sure thing. You sneak over to the stairwell. It's like a... It's... Like a spirally, goes up, it looks pretty rickety and shit, so climbing up it, you feel like you'll have a disadvantage.
Got a better idea. I'm going to roll that orc over onto his side so he's facing the window I come through.
Okay.
Yep. So you can't see that I've slit his throat.
Yeah. Yep.
Cover up the blood pool with some straw or whatever.
You can just pull a sheet over him if you want.
Yeah. And then I'm going to hide under the staircase and wait for the other orc to come down.
Okay, so you're going to hide at the back of the stairs, like there?
Yeah. Okay. Or I might... Yeah.
There's only... From what you've observed, the changeover, you know, it'll be probably a good... Probably hour or two. Well, probably... Because they usually... Actually, more like 5 hours, actually. They sleep, you know, there's shifts where they sleep, so...
I might try and sneak up the stairs then, or see if I can see the other orc from the stairwell downstairs.
You cannot.
Okay.
You assume that he's probably... Basically, when one's on watch, they stick to the balcony, and they look towards the wall for the rest of the city for things coming in.
I'm going
to
sneak myself up into the top portion of the house.
Okay, all right. You, yeah, I'll get you to roll.
I assume it's stealth?
Yep.
So that's a 26.
Okay. All right. You walk up the stairs. You get about halfway up, and you hear the steps creak under your feet. Quite a loud creak. And shortly after that, you hear footsteps coming towards the stairs and a noise.
I'm going to draw my crossbow, wait till I can see the orc,
yep,
and just fire.
Okay, I'll give you one attack.
Surprise attack.
Surprise round.
Surprise attack!
Now, this orc you can see a bit closer. He's not heavily armored. He's got like a orcish sort of hide,
yeah,
but he's pretty big. He's got a big longbow.
Did take him down.
Big long sword.
Alright, yep, so I'll pull my crossbow, get it ready, some poison on it.
Yep.
And wait till I can see him.
Okay.
When he comes
into
view.
You get just up the stairs enough where you can see him. He's about here. He'll be about just under 20 feet away from you.
I'll fire.
Okay. What power are you using here?
Precise precision dart.
Okay.
That will be a 26 versus reflex.
That's a hit.
The bolt does 10 damage.
Alright, no worries.
And he takes...
It's worth to note that you have two action points at this stage.
Yep.
This is going on, guys, from the prologue. And he's already had another. It's usually every two encounters. He had one that he didn't use, and I've given him another one now. So,
and then
it's gonna be a shitstorm. And then he takes.
I don't want it to be a shitstorm. He takes 23 acid damage.
23.
The acid burns.
Okay, he's well bloodied.
He takes an ongoing 5 acid damage and a minus 4 to his saving throws.
Okay, alright. So...
And then as my move action...
Yep.
I'm my action pointed, actually.
Okay, sure.
So as my move, I will charge at him.
Yep.
Use my action point.
Okay, you charge straight towards him.
To use takedown strike.
Okay.
With my short sword.
Okay. Go for it.
That is a 21 versus AC.
That is a hit.
He takes 10 damage.
All right.
And he's knocked prone.
Well, he doesn't even get that far. Okay, with... a stealthy combination of movements. Porthos walks up the stairwell, gets halfway, and then... probably not your fault. Probably just the old fucking...
Goddamn wood!
The old staircase rattling. There's a bit of a noise. Porthos hears footsteps. Quickly moves... slowly moves up the staircase a little bit. Draws a crossbow from the folds of his cloak. Fires. The arrow strikes the orc in the sort of in the neck region. Takes a load of damage, and within seconds, Porthos is right in his face, running him through with a sword that just seems to appear into his hand, and the orc's face is in shock, and he drops to the ground. Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to make him running through a stealthy kill, otherwise he's going to yell something out.
All right.
So I'll get you to... work? I'm going to... Let's just roll, perhaps, I don't know, because this is going well for you. I'll give you the opportunity. We'll do opposed charisma checks.
Opposed charisma?
Yeah, your charisma's really good.
Or initiative.
Shit. Now we'll do opposed charisma checks.
Alright.
Fuck. That's an odd roll for this, but that's the only way I can think of it.
So what am I adding to it?
Just nothing, just a straight...
Oh, okay, so I rolled a 19.
He rolled a 5.
Well,
so
he's in trouble. My bonus is almost more than that.
We'll say that you run up and put your hand over his mouth in a flurry motion and just go... Probably should have been a dexterity, but your dexterity is the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you put him down.
I'm gonna do something here and take, like, 4 acid damage as I cover a wound the...
Okay.
His mouth, because he got acid all over him from that.
Oh, yeah, no worries. All right, you take 4 acid from your own thing. On your hand, your fingers start to sizzle a bit, and you're like, ugh! But worth it. You don't flinch. All right, you take them both down. You now have... You can now occupy this area.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to prop the orc up on the balcony.
Okay, so you're going to...
Facing the wall.
You're going to set him out there?
Yep.
All right. How do you plan on propping him up? Are you just going to put him in a chair, or...?
Yeah, I think what we'll do is we'll get the chair and put it out on the balcony.
Yep, no problem.
And prop him up out on the balcony.
Sure. All right, no worries. You can do that.
So that he's not visible with the light, but he's, like, semi-visible.
Yep.
So it looks like there's somebody on the balcony.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yep.
So it looks like there's still an orc on the balcony.
Yeah. If anyone checked, they'd be able to see him sitting there.
Yeah.
Basically, with his, like, longbow rested against the against the side. Okay. All right. Long story short, Idu makes it over.
Yep.
And you go back and get Idu and you come back. And now you've commandeered this 2-story house on the outskirts of the River District as sort of like a base to start to infiltrate the rest. Congratulations on that.
You have a house.
You have a 2-story filled with orc filth. Now, I'll roll up a little bit of loot for you. Okay. Alright. Basically, between the two of them, there is about 40 gold pieces, which you can take.
Yep.
There is a... just a dagger, just a +1 dagger. On one of them.
Yep.
And there are 2 acid flight arrows in the quiver of the longbow. Can look those up later. And that's about all the value on them, unless you want like a longbow or long swords. They're really...
They're crude orc
They're orc made. They're better than usual, though.
I don't care. They're all women.
I don't care. You and your poncy elfness. I have no time for these gnarled bullshit things.
Alright.
Glorious. Alright, well, Idu rocks up and he sees that you've taken these two down and he's unsurprised by this. He says, "Very good, my friend. I feel that we are in the hornet's nest now."
I think we are.
I fear this could be more dangerous than we had assumed when we took on this adventure.
No. I was aware. Fully aware of what we were getting into.
Yeah. I'm glad someone was, my friend. All right, and there you go. You have infiltrated.
So we'll now
the river district.
We'll now use this house to find us another house a bit deeper in.
All right, no worries.
And essentially slowly work our way...
towards the tower.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, well, we might leave it there.
Looking for shiny things as we go.
We might leave it there for this session. Thanks, everyone, for listening. That was a quick one in comparison to the other ones, but it's just how it's going to be this time.
We'll listen to you. You'll listen to us next time.
Yeah, we'll listen to you. Holler at us.
Thank you for listening to the Dice Dudes podcast. We hope that you found your experience enjoyable and that your ear units are full of glorious D&D juice. See you next time on the Dice Dudes Podcast.